Hello and welcome to another episode of The Brilliant Brain. I'm your host, Lauren Tedesco, and today we are going to be talking about your brain on music, particularly focusing on how playing an instrument helps your brain. When compared to other art forms or playing and practicing sports, no activity quite lights up the brain like playing a musical instrument, not even simply listening to music. It is a world entirely unto itself. I am partial to this topic for the very reason that I have played musical instruments since the fourth grade. I've played the trumpet for over 20 years, took 2 years of cello lessons in high school, taught myself the guitar in college, and then accepted defeat and moved on to a simpler and smaller set of fingerings on the ukulele. I attended a summer music camp in high school, played in the marching band and jazz band in college, and lived in a musician-filled theme house in college as well. As an adult, I participate in a ukulele group that meets once a month, and I feel that I will always need to have a musical outlet in my life in order to feel challenged and truly like myself. I believe that playing an instrument has done wonders for my brain and that it has the power to help so many others. Countless books, articles, videos, and podcasts have all been created helping to explain how learning and practicing an instrument is so great for your brain's short and long-term health. Playing an instrument means that the brain is integrating information from the visual, auditory, and motor cortices, which can result in long-lasting changes in your brain, such as helping to protect from dementia. Over the years, researchers have been able to use technologies such as functional magnetic resonance imaging, known as fMRI machines, and PET scans to observe what areas of the brain are actually involved and activated when people play an instrument. It turns out, just about every area lights up and is engaged. John Rampton discusses how brain scans have revealed that the corpus callosum is most notably the structure that tends to appear different between musicians and non-musicians. The corpus callosum is a bundle of nerve fibers that connects the two hemispheres of the brain. Anita Collins described this increase in the size of the corpus callosum as well, and how it helps messages move quickly between the hemispheres and through more diverse routes. Because they have more neural networks, this in turn helps people solve problems faster and more creatively in other areas of their lives. When children engage in playing musical instruments, they use both hemispheres of their brain equally. This allows them to sharpen their academic and physical skills. Since music is often a community-based endeavor, children also learn social and emotional skills when talking and playing with their teachers, fellow musicians, and conductors. It has been found that playing music can reduce stress and depression, and it can increase blood flow to the brain. Neuroscientist Robert Zatori discusses how playing an instrument engages most complex areas of cognition: hearing and listening, motor skills, memory, attention, and learning. Linguistic, mathematical, and creative areas light up as musicians read and interpret music, move their bodies to create the necessary sounds on their instruments, divide measures into patterns and beats, pay attention to the sounds and movements of other musicians around them, and are constantly assessing the situation and planning on what they will do next. This ability to plan, strategize, self-monitor, and self-regulate one's emotions are all areas of executive functioning. So it is no surprise that Anita Collins reflects that musicians can have higher levels of executive functioning skills as they engage in these processes often and sometimes simultaneously. Even though the sample size was small, a 5-year study was completed by the Brain and Creativity Institute at the University of Southern California. It found that children's brains develop faster with music training. This has a major impact on the reality in America that many schools have reduced or cut music and arts education programs. Neuroscientists found that after 2 years, the auditory systems of children in the music instrument program were maturing faster than children in the study that were not playing musical instruments. This increase in auditory activity and development can have positive effects on language development, reading skills, and successful communication with others. As mentioned before, playing an instrument can result in better executive functioning skills, which all students need to be successful each day. Students with executive functioning issues who do not learn adequate strategies and receive supports will most likely turn into adults who have similar executive functioning issues in their professional and personal lives. While we are all familiar with the daydreaming creative artist stereotype, a musician's brain is hardly dull or empty. Hopefully, the current research helps to prove to school districts and the government that choral and instrumental programs are not only good for the soul, but they are fantastic for your brain as well.